The Florida Senate is setting the stage to override Governor Rick Scott's veto of public school funding. But House lawmakers say the Senate is on its own. I'm Nick Evans. Governor Scott struck the state funding system because he wanted more dollars in per-pupil spending. Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvala says he wants to increase spending too, but the override is an insurance policy to keep the lights on in school systems throughout the state.
We want to make sure that we have every confidence that if we get into some kind of controversy and we don't finish the rest of our business, or some one body or the other doesn't like the outcome of the rest of our business and decides to go home, that we have this done.
The move echoes a House offer from earlier this year to pass a so-called continuation budget when initial spending talks reached an impasse. The Senate's plan partially revives a school funding model, allowing property taxes to rise with home values. The governor backed the idea ahead of session, but the House calls it a tax increase. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.